I want to start off this podcast with the best greeting and friendliest greet ever. So hey guys, my name is Sam. Good night, and thank you for listening to me next talk. Today, we're going to talk about feeling devoted to someone. Have you ever been in a situation where one of you is afraid of commitment? Or afraid to commit and is so afraid of labeling things. So you guys just kinda casually talk and flirt. So like, have you ever thought or asked him or yourself, what are we? Being in a situation where you're like constantly overthinking and waiting for them to reply to your text. Well, you guys aren't even in a relationship yet. You guys are in a phase where you try to learn and get to know each other. Like, are these people for me? Is this person for me? Do they just want to talk, date, or they just want something more? I think in this stage where a lot of people would call it the honeymoon phase. I think it's best if we do not expect anything to be serious just yet at the moment and stop projecting every single thing. Just go with the flow. You do not have to overthink what they're doing at the moment because we individually have a life. We have work, school, etc. So I don't think it's okay to be this overthinking girlfriend just yet and, you know, like the type of overthinking in relationship just yet. And we shouldn't, if the person is, even if the person is right for us. Because in this stage, like, let's see if the person makes time for us and isn't it too early to feel devoted, because like you probably know the person probably like week or so to feel this anxious and worry like you are in a relationship with him because you clearly not. It's just anxiety. So I read this online where they say time is important also, because with time we build trust in a relationship. Everything takes time. If the guy you just talked to or just talked to one night and told you that he loves you, what are you gonna say? You love him too? Girl, no. Don't say that you love him back. Okay, let's say you go on a date with someone then and they are already rushing it to the next level. I mean, if you're okay with that, that's fine. But for a lot of us who are just traumatized by this sentence because we know damn sure that there's no way for someone would fall that easily, like, ever. To say you loved him, it's fine, but to rush things out, it's not fine, it's uncomfortable. Like, they need to give you time and space to think and trust. So that's why if this situation had happened to you, it never worked, like ever. The things about situationship is a lot of work and has gone to the, like, the things about situationship is a lot of them has worked and has gone to the next level, like dating something. But for some romance, they want to start as a friends. Like friends to lovers kind of trope. Personally, I read this on the internet that a lot of people in this generation specifically are stuck at this situationship and already feel devoted. It kind of sucks, to be honest, when you have the attachment issues where you don't love the person but you just attach to them. The struggle and trauma, it's real. I understand, or else I wouldn't be able to talk about it. Well, don't get me wrong, guys. It's okay to feel devoted to someone, but just so you know and aware which kind of state you're in, what kind of situation. Do both of you want the same thing, or is it just one person? Honestly, it's really important, even on a first date. Get clear of what you want and don't leave it unnoticed or unsaid. Because it might be you that suffers after talking for a long time. So, in conclusion, I would say to myself first, the talking stage suck, not to be complaining, but it's true. Second, situationship should end after 1 week or two, basically. So the moral is, please try to be clear of what you want. You don't know what the person has to offer. That's all I have for tonight, guys. So I will see you guys in the next midnight sleepless night. Thank you guys for jumping into next episode. Good night.